Leaders play a key role in the organization by helping maximize efficiency and achieving organizational goals. Here are some points that illustrate the importance of leaders in an organization. Leaders initiate action. A leader is the person that transforms organizational policies and plans into action. The leader makes it clear to the team members so they'll understand what their assignments and responsibilities are. It is the leader's responsibility to answer key questions. What is the task? How will it be completed? When does it need to be finished? Who's going to do it? Leaders motivate for success. It's a leader's role to find out enough about the needs and wants of individual team members. In other words, what makes them tick. With that knowledge, the leader is able to provide the employees with economic and non-economic rewards, such as time off, pay rises, etc., as an incentive to get the best out of them. Leaders provide guidance. Leaders do not only supervise, but also give guidance to employees. For example, a novice apprentice plasterer. A good leader will explain the tasks, provide the right tools, direct the work, and be available to assist the apprentice if they run into a problem. Leaders create confidence. An organisation needs confidence in several areas. People need confidence in their leader. The leader needs confidence in the people, and everyone needs self-confidence and confidence in ability of the team. How do leaders build confidence? By building trust through information sharing and frequent communication. By getting everyone on board for the main business objective. By creating a plan with input from the organisation. And by ensuring that the right people are in the right roles. And achieving early success to inspire further performance. Leaders build morale. It involves pulling everyone together to work towards a common goal. A good leader will always let employees know how much their work is appreciated. Leaders build work environment. It involves things such as having a personal contact with employees to listen to their problems and solving them. Creating policies to ensure people get feedback and praise for a job well done. Considering employees as individuals first and workers second. Leaders coordinate. Leaders have to reconcile personal interests of the individual with organisational goals by ensuring voluntary cooperation from the group in realising the common objectives.